All right, Beau Wolf with Tony Pauline here, taking a look at one of the best parts of these practices, a little work between the offensive linemen and defensive linemen head-to-head. As we take a look here at the West team on Wednesday's practice, and Tony, this West team, I think, on the defensive line highlighted this week by Xavier Williams, number 98.
I think there's been some good players. Don't forget about David Parry. I mean, David Parry of Stanford has been dominant. Williams has been good. Has obviously elevated his draft stock. The word is Parry, who's is not on the line, will step onto the line now, may get an invite to the Senior Bowl and is on the bubble for the combine. So, yes, Williams has definitely helped himself, but I think David Parry of Stanford has been the clear winner of the defensive line on the West here.
I will, I'll argue with you there. I'll say that Xavier's been the big winner, but you're the expert. Parry there in the middle. Number 58.
See there, number 96. That was
Chucky Hunter from TCU, of course.
Yeah, Chucky Hunter, who's really had, who struggled for most of the week, showing some good things there. So he's a sort of a one-gap type of lineman, built low to the ground, very quick off the snap. He's gotten swallowed up a couple of times this week. It's good to see that he's still competing. There you see just off to the right of of Hunter is David Parry going against Adam Sheed in the center from Northwestern, who got the better of him on that snap.
That would be Brandon Vitabili, number 66. Shout out to Katie Tang, Northwestern. All right, here at center now is my favorite offensive lineman from this group. That would be B.J. Finney from Kansas State.
He's been terrific all week. He's definitely helped himself. Not the biggest guy, not the strongest, the most dominant guy, but technically sound, blocks with solid fundamentals, good position blocker. Watch the way he'll square up against the opponent right here and chip him to get him out of the action, and that play was designed to for him to get a chip on the defensive lineman and then quickly get out to the second level where if it was full action or it was game action, there'd be a linebacker that he would be responsible to take out of the play.
And certainly something that the Eagles would be looking for along their offensive line, someone who can get to that second level with the athleticism and have that search-and-destroy mentality.
Yeah, he's a solid athlete. He's not a great athlete. He's a thinking man's football player, which is the best way to put it. And those guys, while they may not be all pros, they tend to have long careers along the line. Sort of like a Todd Harriman's, although they're not a center, but sort of like a Todd Harriman's, you know, a smart, tough guy who gets the most from his ability and, you know, is very productive for a long time.
Look at you with the Eagles reference. Well done. All right, how about the left guard there, Mickey Baucus from Arizona, who once upon a time would have blocked for Nick Foles?
Baucus, I believe, is playing tackle. I didn't see him at the left guard there.
He was a left guard with Bobby Hart at left tackle on that snap, right, but okay. He is by trade a tackle.
Right. Baucus has had a very uneven week here. He looks the part. He's very tall. He's quick off the snap. He's explosive, but he can't finish. He doesn't block with that nasty sort of mentality. He's at left tackle right now. And you see there, you know, he gets a good chip on the kid from North Dakota State, but he really can't finish him off. He moves well on his feet. He's really a project in the works. He's the type of guy that if you draft him, he's going to be a seventh-round pick. He's going to have to spend a year or two on a practice squad, physically getting stronger, learning the game. But he comes with a great amount of upside.
He's big. He is 6'8". Give him some credit there. At least what he's listed as. A player you've talked about before, number 99, Ryan Russell from Purdue at left defensive end.
Solid pass rusher, tall, thin sort of guy, maybe a defensive end or a 3-4 outside linebacker to the next level. You know, we talk about good athletes. He is definitely one of those good athletes, not just a guy that's a straight line player, can turn and chase and pursue the action laterally. Comes off a disappointing senior campaign, but you know, has shown some good flashes the past 2 days. I wrote about him yesterday on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I thought he had a very good practice on Tuesday. It's just a matter of him, you know, doing that on an every down basis or every time he's put on the field at the NFL. He's probably will be classified as a designated pass rusher because that's what he does well.
You know, Tony, as we talk about, you know, whether prospects can improve over time, the amount of upside they have, I do want to commend you on one area in which you have made great strides since last season, and that's the name of the website, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You're not calling it Eagles.com anymore. You're getting it right.
Thank you for that. I'll take that compliment in stride.
As you should. Looks like we're doing more one-on-ones here now. That's 91. James Castleman from Oklahoma State.
A guy we haven't talked about much. You know, his play's been spotty, but when he's good, he's very good, as he was there. Quick, he's very quick. He shows some strength in his lower body. I believe he beat Bobby Hart on that down. A serviceable guy that you're going to take in the or consider in the very late rounds. Definitely will get a camp invite and will compete for a roster spot.
All right, well, let's wrap this up here as we look at the offensive and defensive lines for the West team. Last play here looks like B.J. Finney. Oh, no, that was he was just snapping the ball. So that's Vita Billy going up against your boy, David Perry.
You just see Perry, the quickness, the power in the lower body. He plays with leverage, excellent pad level, low man wins in football. Perry is definitely coming out of this week as one of the big winners.
All right, well, that'll do it here from the West team practice. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next week at the Senior Bowl.